Okay, so how did this role for this movie come about for you?
Well, I had just finished the second season of The Lion Game, the TV show The Lion Game, and had come back. And I think from doing that, it was a little easier to get job offers because that doesn't usually happen. But when I got back last December, Richard Gabay, who is our director and kind of through his company had this film, he approached my agent and manager and just offered it to me. And I had a lovely meeting with him, and I was like, this seems like a fun role to sink my teeth into.
Yeah. It seemed like you were having a lot of fun with it.
It was. It really was. I know it's such a dark topic. I've been doing a couple of some interviews so far, and I don't think it's really trying to unpack Munchausen by proxy as a mental illness to take a deep look at that.
No.
Really, it's more like a psychological thriller, and you're like along for the ride, and oh my God, she's killing the children.
Yeah, and one thing I liked about it has a lot of good twists and turns and unexpected stuff that happens.
I thought so too.
That's what I meant about it being better than your average Lifetime movie, because some of those, they're kind of predictable.
Right. Well, I like that the character is kind of weirdly sympathetic. Like,
yeah.
It's not just the way that some of those scenes get played out. You're kind of, gosh, you know, and I think that is something about this illness. The unfortunate people that suffer from it, they're not, you know, it's very hidden. It's so deep and dark. And I don't think it's that you're killing. It's usually just that they're making them sick so that the children will need them, from my research that I found out. So they can seem like very empathic mothers. If you ever go on YouTube, you can see footage of mothers that have been to court, and they usually do come off like so kind-hearted and loving, and it just seems like, where is the shadow there? My God.
Yeah, I've seen that addressed on other TV shows like ER and House and things like that. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. I would like to see how they handled it. It probably was interesting, right? They showed probably more from the medical point of view.
Well, it's always one of those things that's shocking because it's, you know, you don't expect that, you know, and then how they figure it out is always interesting.
Right.
That's what makes it a good thriller, I guess, because it's sort of a mystery, too.
I remember the first time I saw it was in The Sixth Sense. Did you ever see that movie? With Haley Joel Osment and Bruce Willis. That was like the first time, because remember, he can see the dead people and he knows that the mother is giving the kids Drano or something in their soup.
Yeah, vaguely. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I'd forgotten about that. So what was the toughest thing about playing this role?
You know, I have to say, like, not to just be, it was so dreamy, but it really was, like, such a fun job. The director, Richard Gabay, had such a great, he had a great crew, the DP, the camera crew, just everybody, the actual cinematographer was a woman who had the camera, and everybody, it just felt like everyone was showing up and kind of almost doing. It had the feeling of, like, playing games is the only way to describe it. Like, very light, very, like, we're all jumping in, here we go. But, you know, there were tough scenes where I had to, where I'm crying or, like, having to really make it seem believable that I'm, whatever, just basic acting tools that but now that I'm getting older, it feels a little more easy to do that kind of stuff. I don't know why.
Oh, that makes sense.
Troubled, maybe because I've lived more. There's more to cry about.
Well, you know, a few years ago, I interviewed Lindsay Wagner, and you kind of remind me of her a little bit, looks-wise.
Oh, yeah. I remember thinking, when I was little, you know, like when you're little, you see an actress, and you're like, oh, I kind of look like her, thinking like, I look like the Bionic Woman. But anyway, what did she say?
Well, she at the time, she was guest starring on Warehouse 13, but she hadn't done a lot of movies and things besides Lifetime movies, and she was sort of saying that after a certain age, there aren't as many good roles for women, and I was going to ask if you found that to be the case.
Yes, definitely, and that was the other such a fun or just gratifying piece of this role was just the range. I mean, I play a mom on The Lion Game, and that's like a very kind, good mother. Although the last season I did get to have more, you know, weeping because my husband betrayed me and, you know, trying to find love in other places. So that was interesting. But this was like turbocharged,
right.
Deep in deep, raging.
You get to play everything in this
sort of like Lady Macbeth at sometimes point. Sometimes it felt like.
Well, it was great because the first half of the movie, you're like this really kind, nice lady, and then you go the other way. So you got to play everything in this one role.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Have you gotten to play many evil or bad guys or whatever?
I can't remember. I don't think so. You know, we have a theater company here, and we do improvisation, and I get to do more of that in theater. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but I'm thinking in film or TV, I don't usually get cast as that.
Yeah, maybe this is the turning
point. Maybe this will change people's minds.
Yeah, that would be good, huh? Every actor I've ever talked to always says they'd much rather play the bad guy, or, you know, it's more fun.
Yeah, it's so delicious. You just lean in.
You get to take all their frustrations out or whatever. So when did you actually film the movie?
I think it was last December.
Last December, like 2012 December.
Yeah. Oh.
And did it take very long to film it, or?
I think it was around. I don't have the exact time. And they go pretty quickly, these movies on this kind of budget. But I'm going to say around 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. And let's see. So did everybody in the cast pretty much have fun? You were saying it was a lot of fun to make.
It was. It was a really, and the Patrick, who plays my husband, oh, God, I'm so sorry, I'm blanking on his last name. I know him so well. It's just, I'm having a...
Yeah, I know who you mean, yeah.
He and I did a series together for Nickelodeon called Gigantic.
Uh-huh.
And so it was very fun because we knew each other, so that was just fun to have somebody, Patrick Fabian, thank you. Just have someone on set that you know and... made it just extra enjoyable. We have this really kind of twisted scene where he's drunk and, you know, there's this turns into, it was just a very fun scene to shoot, and he's such a great actor and made it really easy.
Oh, yeah, he's been on a lot of things. I've seen him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he works.
Yeah, and let's see. Now, you're basically having fun here, but your character spent a lot of time taking care of sick children who are dying. Did you... tell me if this is a too personal question, but have you ever had anyone that you knew that was that sick and dying? Did you draw from that at all? Or?
No, I mean, what I am a mother, so I just know from raising a daughter who has been just regular childhood illnesses, mm-hmm. but when they really get taken down bad, you know, that feeling as a mother in your heart of just, you're absolutely focused. Your attention is 100% on them and wanting them to feel better and feel safe and caring for them and cooking soup and whatever. You know, that energy of just being totally devoted to getting them better.
Mm-hmm.
And I drew on that, just that feeling of, I took it, my approach in this film was, I absolutely love the children all the time. Like when the darker stuff is happening, that's kind of almost like someone going on a bender, or you're in an addiction, or you're unconsciously, you can't totally come to terms with what you're doing.
Right, and I thought the characters were fairly well developed for such a short time in the movie, but I would have liked to have seen more about her background and why
she... I know, I kind of wish they had... I don't know if it's the conceit of these types of films, or... But I remember talking to Richard a little bit about that, and I think just what the parameters are for this kind of movie, they just didn't want to get too much into that. But I agree. I mean, it'd be fun. You get a little hint of it at the very end with mm-hmm. the big confrontation that
right.
the girl, you know, that she had this childhood about wanting to be loved and wanting to be, but it's not as satisfying as
yeah.
that could be.
Well, you know, they didn't kill her character off in the end, which I found surprising, so maybe they'll make a sequel and they can go into her character more.
Oh, my gosh. No one would want to see that.
Well, you know, she gets better.
And, like, I don't want to know from you anymore.
Well, maybe they think she's better, but she's really not. You know, one of those kind of movies
where she goes and gets
a job somewhere else where they don't know who she is as a nurse again and does it all.
Right.
Oh, well. That's me. I like TV, you know. I like the continuing story. I always want to
find out
more of the characters. But with movies, it's all, that's it. That's it.
I know. That's what's so fun about TV, really good series that are on. You're not like, oh, I get to be with these characters more. It's great.
So how is it going with The Lion Game?
You know, we've had the most curious news. We did very well in the ratings. Like, we were coming in at 1 or 2 in the cable world on that time slot. And for some reason, they haven't canceled it, but it's on hold probably till the end of July is when I think they have to pull the trigger. But in the meantime, if other work comes up, we can take that work, and we just keep our fingers crossed it comes back.
Okay, and how many seasons have they had already?
It's been 2.
Okay.
It's one full season, and then we did 10 episodes of the second season, so it's like 1.5, 2A, I guess is what they would call it.
This is the one with the twins, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the first episode, and I liked it. I didn't have time to add another show at that point.
Oh, God, yes. Are you kidding? My goodness, it's just too much.
There really are so
many. You have to put a limit. Go walk and be near a tree, for goodness sake.
Well, you know, I enjoy it, but with the job here, you know, what I do is I watch a lot of TV, so.
That makes sense.
I can't watch everything, but I seem to recall you being in it. And I hope it does get renewed for you for another year.
Yeah, I hope so too. I've had a really nice time working on it.
And do you have any other projects coming up?
I do. I just finished 2 independent films. One is called The Curse of Downers Grove with Bella Heathcote, and the other is this independent film called A Remarkable Life with Daphne Zuniga. And they're independent films, so I don't know what the distribution is yet.
Okay.
But that'll, I'm sure, over the next few months get figured out. I'm sure they'll get some kind of limited something, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know, and that's just totally out of the actor's hands, as you can imagine.
Right. So, yeah, with Daphne Zuniga, that would be a good 80s reunion movie there.
Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun. We were playing a gay couple. I mean, she is just one of the funniest, most, I've known her over the years, but this is just such a, so enjoyable to be with her.
Now, have you done a guest starring role yet on Psych?
No.
So it seems like all the 80s movie actors have done.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. I've heard of the show. I know who's in it, but I haven't. They haven't gotten me. I'll ask about that.
Yeah, you should. They just had, what's his name? He's got Anthony Michael Hall. And I think I think he just joined as a semi-regular character for this season. But they've had everybody on there. I mean, it's just like
all
the Breakfast Club people and stuff. So you definitely should go on.
I know.
I do want to tell you, though, but I'm a huge Supergirl fan, so.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Even before the movie, I used to, I have 3 older brothers, so I grew up reading all the comics and.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they're collecting them. And I always loved Superman and Supergirl and. So, I really enjoyed your movie.
Oh, good. Well, thank you.
You probably get that all the time. It's probably people love your movies, but.
Not so much, but it's so nice when someone says that, I have to say, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
I just heard, actually, that they're doing a, apparently there's a place in Illinois called Metropolis. And
yes, I've been there at a Comic-Con there.
Oh, yeah, and I happened to see on Twitter that this weekend they're having a big Superman convention or something there. So.
It's very fun. In fact, I haven't done many of those. I think maybe I've done 6, if that much. But the Metropolis one was like the best one because it's such a sweet, small town. It just feels very inviting and engaging. And they have the Superman Museum there. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, I just like that a lot. It wasn't like in a giant hotel with thousands of Trekkies walking around. It felt more... I don't know, just more small town and sweet.
Well, it sounds fun. I'll have to go there sometime. I hadn't even heard of it before. I heard that. I'm like, wow, how can I not know this, being such a big Superman fan?
So, yeah, I think it's worth it. If the timing works out, I think you would enjoy it.
Okay, I will definitely check that out. anything else you'd like to say about the movie or to your fans or anything?
Oh, I mean, just, you know, thank you so much for promoting it. I really, really appreciate that. And, you know, please watch it, I guess, for people who are up for a popcorn experience. Like, get a bag of popcorn and turn it on.
Well, I will tell everybody because it's a fun movie and you do a good job in it. And you're basically the whole movie, really. I mean, there's a lot of people in that movie, but... You know, yours and the girl that play, I can't remember her name, the girl that plays the teen there that finds you.
It was terrific. God, oh, God, I'm blanking on her. Isn't that so funny? I have it right in my face. Camille.
Well, you're probably around my age. I'm 51. I can't remember anything. I'm
like... 51? You sound like you're 25.
Well, I have a very high voice, that's why.
I think I do, too, actually, although I have a little cold today. Well, it was so nice talking with you, Suzanne. Thank you again for promoting it. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for talking to me, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.